Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
A person being quarantined in San Antonio is tested positive for coronavirus. Here's KRLD's Alan Skaya.
The patient was one of 91 people flown out of China and being kept in quarantine at Lackland Air Force Base in San Antonio. The CDC's Jennifer McQuiston says she could not update the patient's condition, but that person was still walking when they were taken to the hospital.
We've been preparing for this since day one. Federal quarantine is working.
Texas Health Commissioner John Hellerstedt says the risk across the country remains low.
The steps that have been taken and the actions that have been taken are exactly those needed to protect San Antonio, Texas, and really the rest of the nation.
The others will stay in quarantine at Lackland for another week. Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Patty Olinger is an expert on infectious diseases. We ask her what it's important for Texans to know on this story.
Well, first of all, you know, the fact that they were in the quarantine facility and are still being monitored is, it should be for the Texans and actually the U.S. public at large, a comfort that the United States is taking steps to make sure that individuals who are coming back from those areas where you see a high prevalence are being taken care of but contained until they know that they're free of the virus.
Stay with News Radio 1080 and KRLD.com throughout the day for the latest developments. Southwest Airlines says it's removing the 737 MAX from its schedule for another 2 months because of continued uncertainty about timing. The Dallas-based airline says it will not resume flights on the MAX until August. It had previously thought the planes would be back in the air in June. Southwest says people who've already booked flights and who are impacted by the schedule change will be notified. The planes were grounded last March after two deadly crashes. The FAA has not cleared the 737 MAX to return to the skies. Last month, Fort Worth-based American Airlines said it expected to resume service in June. There is no word yet if American also plans to push back its timeline. The dissension in the jury room becoming evident as a jury deliberates in the aggravated assault trial of former Dallas police officer Christopher Hess. KRLD's LP Phillips has more on a telltale note.
The jury had deliberated 7.5 hours before starting today, and just 15 minutes into this session, a note was sent to the judge. And while the note was not read in open court, the judge called the jury into the courtroom and told them he could not talk to individual jurors. They needed to continue. Assigned one or two jurors aren't willing to budge. With that, the jury went back to debate whether they think Christopher Hess was justified in firing a dozen times into a stolen van 3 years ago, killing 21-year-old Genevieve Dawes. At the Crowley Courthouse, LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
A man is behind bars after police say he drove his car through a fence, crashed into a swimming pool, and threatened someone with a gun. It happened yesterday at an apartment complex in Balch Springs. Police found the man's car, which had gone off the road and through a fence in the community swimming pool of an apartment complex. Officers say a good Samaritan came by to make sure everything was okay, but the driver pointed a gun at him and fled the scene. Police found the man nearby and arrested him. They say they also found a weapon and some drugs. Cities hoping to host World Cup matches in 2026 are shoring up their bids. That includes cities here in North Texas. KRLD's Andrew Greenstein reports.
There are 17 cities vying to be one of the 10 cities chosen to host matches in the 2026 World Cup. Gina Miller with FC Dallas told the Arlington City Council recently that AT&T Stadium would be a perfect venue.
The facility, as we all know in here, is absolutely gorgeous. The grass is good in there, and we feel like we're going to be in a perfect position to host some of those marquee matches in 2026.
Cities are also vying to be the host of the International Broadcast Center, with Arlington, Dallas, and Frisco in the running. Fair Park had the International Broadcast Center back in 1994, and Miller says the stakes are huge.
Should Fair Park, the Cotton Bowl, get the International Broadcast Center again, that would add an estimated $100 million in economic impact.
The host cities will be chosen either late this year or early next year. Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
The owner of the Fort Worth Star-Telegram has filed for bankruptcy. McClatchy is the second biggest newspaper owner with 30 papers across the country. KRLD business analyst David Johnson says papers have been partnering with online publications and putting more focus on video and slideshows to pull an audience.
The newspapers have seen this coming for a long, long time. And the question is, How do you stay alive in doing this? The New York Times, the Wall Street Journal, the Washington Post have all been very successful in the online business. But the question is, what happens to these smaller, these mid-sized and small towns?
McClatchy says it has $700 million in debt and that the bankruptcy filing could eliminate 60% of that. Johnson says a lot of the debt comes from pension obligations, which will now be shifted to the government's Pension Benefit Guarantee Corporation. Sports. The Dallas Stars play in Toronto tonight at 6.
The All Local. Updated several times a day on the podcast page on KRLD.com. Listen to us on the radio.com app anytime, anywhere. For the latest breaking news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s. News Radio 1080 KRLD.